大家好，我是小咖老师 Michael， 欢迎来到小咖英语，跟我一起学习地道实用的美式英语。今天 Brandon 老师要和大家分享的呢是叫做 American Slang， 什么意思？就是美国俚语。我们讲了这么多都是一些地道的名词、动词，那么今天呢要跟大家讲一些就我们说的，这还算不上方言，就是一些平时不是特别书面的语言啊，在嘴上随便说的，但是它有一定的意思。好，请 Brandon 老师跟大家分享一下。
Alright, so yeah, everybody...pay attention, we got some good words for you. These are definitely all slang. So if you use these, you have to use them in the right situation, or else people will not understand what you're saying. So for example, 特别棒的意思 we can say three words. I often say three different words for this. Awesome, you've probably heard of awesome. That's pretty normal. But then I often say two other words. Legit, L-E-G-I-T, legit.And that just means, like, you have to say, like, wow, this is a really legit movie. You could say that. Or, like, your bike is legit. And you're basically just saying, oh, 你的车子特别棒. Your bike is legit. Or you can also say sweet, 甜的意思. But it's just, we say sweet, and it also just means, oh, that's real cool. And then, obviously, cool. But you guys say cool, so 差不多了. And then I've written some other words, basically with different meanings. I'll just kind of go down the list, and I'll explain it as I go. So I wrote wise guy. And wise guy, you can say somebody is a wise guy if they're being annoying. Like if you are telling them facts, and they're always, before you stop saying what you want to say,they cha hua. If they cha hua, then they're basically always just trying to say their own point of view. And you can say, like, oh, this guy is a wise guy. Basically, everything somebody else is saying, they are disagreeing with and saying their own kanfa, their own opinion. So that's wise guy. Then we have trooper, T-R-O-O-P-E-R.Trooper, you can say when somebody is 特别努力, when they are like really 厉害, and they are somebody who will work really hard, and they'll just keep doing it really well and really consistently. So somebody who is often working hard, you can say, oh man, this guy, he's a trooper. He doesn't get tired. He's always working hard, and he doesn't give up. That's somebody who is a trooper. I also wrote this down because I was thinking about bicycling through Xi'an the other day, and we were going really fast. We were biking as fast as we could through traffic, and my friend said, man, we're cruising. Cruising. C-R-U-I-S-I-N, apostrophe. So basically what you're saying is we're going really fast, but you can say we're cruising.And cruising just means you're going really fast. Oh, we're cruising. Or that guy's cruising. He's going really fast. Yeah, so that's a good one to use. Another one you can say if you're really tired. I was talking to a friend of mine about climbing Huashan. And he said, man, after I climbed Huashan, I was wiped out. Wiped out. W-I-P-E-D-O-U-T.And what he meant was he was really tired, 特别累. He just couldn't even walk anymore. He was just super tired. And he said, man, I was wiped out and just ready to sleep all night long or all day, basically. So he was wiped out. That's a good word to use if you're really tired. I was also at the gym the other day, and my friend at the gym, he said, how do you say... If somebody is like really strong, or somebody is also like 特别厉害的人很强壮, he said, how would you say somebody is like that? And I said, you could say that person is a beast, B-E-A-S-T, and that means they're just really strong. Like they also are kind of like somebody who is a trooper. They don't give up. They're just a beast, but they're also really strong. Or you could say he's a stud.Stud is kind of funny, S-T-U-D. And stud has the similar meaning, but it also means somebody who's 非常帅气, is like if they're a stud or they're real strong, you can say, oh, that guy's a stud. Also, I got another word. This one was, I was thinking about when I was really excited. So I'm almost ready to go home. I'm 快要回国, and in 2 days I'm going to be on an airplane. And my friend said, "How are you feeling about going home?" And I said, "I'm a little sad about leaving Xi'an, but I'm also quite stoked to be back home." Stoked. So this word, S-T-O-K-E-D. Stoked is 特别兴奋的意思. So it means like you're really excited. And you can say, "Man, I'm really excited about anything." And you can say, "Oh, I'm stoked about doing this." And that means you're really excited. Couple more. I got, "That cracks me up." This is, you can use this sentence if you think something is very funny. 特别搞笑. If something is really funny, you can say, "Oh, that cracks me up." That cracks me up. And that just means that, yeah, something, some sort of situation or something somebody said you think is really funny. So you can say, "Oh, that cracks me up." One more thing. Another friend was talking about how right now he doesn't have a lot of money, so he can't go home for the break. He wants to go, or he has to go work. He has to do some ginger. And because of that, he said, "Oh, I don't have a lot of money." So you can say in this situation, I told my friend, "Oh, you can say you're strapped for cash." Strapped for cash. S-T-R-A-P-P-E-D for, F-O-R, cash. C-A-S-H. And strapped for cash means you just, right now, you don't have a lot of money. So you can't really spend a lot of money on things you want to buy or on things you want to spend money on. You're strapped for cash. So yeah, that's it, everybody. I hope you can use some of these words, especially when you're with your foreign friends. If you say some of these words to your foreign friends in the right context, they'll be very impressed. They'll laugh and they'll say, "How did you learn that word?" So yeah, I hope you guys can learn some of these words. Yeah, we'll see you next time.
好，谢谢 Brandon 老师说了很多我之前也不知道的一些美国俚语。希望大家把这些我们在我们的小咖英语的微信订阅号上会把这些文本打出来，希望大家把这些都记下来，它的拼写、它的用法，以后跟外国朋友交流的时候都可以用上。好的，感谢您的收听，欢迎订阅此节目，请点个赞并转发到您的朋友圈，欢迎添加小咖老师的新浪微博小咖 Michael 和小咖老师一起互动，同时请大家加入 QQ 群94625139 94625139，和更多的咖啡豆们一起练习口语。每期节目的文本您可以在微信订阅号小咖英语里找到，记住每期单词。最后特别感谢本节目赞助商专业外教口语在线学习平台汉奇语的支持，跟外教在线学习美语口语，请到 www.hellohanqi.com 学汉奇语。好的，谢谢 Brandon 老师。
Yeah, thanks everybody.
拜拜。
再见。